Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we're studying the book of Esther. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Esther chapter 4, verse 14.
For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not attained royalty for such a time as this?
So many books have been written on the horrors of the Nazi occupation during World War II. But in many of these stories, there's also some incredible accounts of bravery and sacrifice amidst all the evil. One of these stories is told in The Hiding Place, a book written by a Dutch woman named Corrie ten Boom. Towards the beginning of the book, Corrie writes of a memory where she wakes up in the middle of the night to sounds of explosions. She runs to find her sister, Betsy, and they both acknowledge what is happening. War has come to them. Corrie and Betsy begin praying together, but then Corrie has a dream of sorts, more like a vision. In it, Corrie sees a wagon, and inside this wagon are she and her family and some of their friends. But they don't want to be there. The wagon is taking them somewhere they don't want to go. Corrie wonders whether this vision predicts their future. Let me read to you what Corrie's sister Betsy says as Corrie expresses her fear. If God has shown us bad times ahead, it's enough for me that He knows about them. That's why He sometimes shows us things, you know, to tell us that this too is in His hands. Maybe you think something similar when you're scared or apprehensive about the future. This is in God's hands. But isn't it so hard to believe that in the midst of hard things actually happening? The book of Esther tells the story of a woman also facing scary circumstances that bring her to decide whether she trusts God. Esther is a Jewish woman who has remained in Persia, the place of Israel's exile. Esther enters a type of beauty pageant competition to become the king's new wife. Esther actually wins, and she finds herself suddenly queen and wife to the king of Persia. But this is far from a fairy tale. The book of Esther depicts this king as godless, degrading, and immoral. Esther hides her Jewish nationality from the king and those around her because she's fearful of what might happen should her true identity be exposed. Later on, an advisor to the king named Haman becomes upset when Esther's Jewish uncle, Mordecai, refuses to bow to him. In response, Haman convinces the king to issue a decree that sentences all the Jews of Persia to death. Mordecai, Esther's uncle, who's a faithful Jew and confident in God's ultimate power and control, urges Esther to intervene. He wants her to convince the king to reverse the decree by revealing her Jewish identity. But Esther is afraid. This is a huge ask. You see, in this time, approaching the king without being summoned was an act potentially punishable by death. Mordecai encourages Esther. He says, "For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" So Mordecai is saying, if Esther doesn't act, the Jews will eventually be saved in another way. In other words, God is the determining factor, not Esther. But I think Mordecai is pointing out God's ultimate power and control to inspire Esther to action. He's reminding her that God is above any earthly king or power. Trusting in this reality is what brings bravery. Esther decides to step in, and in a series of events only explainable by the sovereign control of God, the Jews are saved. Mordecai happened to overhear a plot to kill the king and reported it to save the king's life. The king then happened to have the royal chronicles read to him the night before Haman's planned execution of Mordecai, and so happened to hear of how Mordecai saved his life. So when Esther reveals her Jewish identity to the king and tells him that Mordecai is her uncle and Haman had planned to kill him, the king is outraged. He takes Esther and Mordecai's side and sentences Haman to death. Because of his new affinity for the Jews and his loyalty to his Jewish wife, who, remember, got into the situation because she just so happened to win the beauty contest, the king issues a decree that allows Esther and her people to live. Too many coincidences abound for this outcome to be chance. Though his name is never mentioned in the book, it is abundantly clear that God, the true hero of this story, has been present, working behind the scenes to save his people. Esther's story would have been read by Jews still waiting for God's promised king and savior to come. Not only would they have resonated with the uncertainty and fear woven throughout this story, but they would also be encouraged to put their hope in God. In Esther's story, hope was not dependent upon external circumstances or even God's people. It was dependent upon God, his sovereignty, his ultimate power and control. God was at work to fulfill his purposes even when the people could not see his hand. And in the same way, the Jews reading this story could trust that God was still at work to fulfill his promise of sending a savior. God did indeed fulfill his promise by sending Jesus, the ultimate deliverer. Like Esther, Jesus identified with us, his people. He stepped in on our behalf at a great personal cost and went to the cross for us. With his death and resurrection, Christ delivered us from spiritual death. When we need help trusting God in hard circumstances, we can look at his deliverance in Christ. This reminds us that there is a plan and purpose for our lives and for the world. It reminds us that God has already secured the victory, and he is stronger than anything we're up against. In Jesus, we receive the courage to step off the sidelines and participate in God's work. Let's return to the story of the hiding place. Cori and her sister continued trusting in God's sovereignty, his complete control, even when their circumstances got really scary. They decided to create a secret room in their house that Jews could hide in to escape the Nazi concentration camps. Their faith in God empowered them to play a huge part in the resistance effort against the Nazis. But eventually, Corey's vision on the night of the bombing did, in fact, become predictive of their future, and she and her family were arrested for harboring Jews. They were forced into a wagon and carried off to a concentration camp. But even in the camp, Corey and Betsy held worship services for their fellow prisoners. They risked death yet again to bring hope to suffering and despairing people. Why? Because they trusted that God was more powerful than the enemy. Corey was eventually set free from the concentration camp, only to find out later she was released because of a clerical error. And this is the crazy part. All of the women were sent to the gas chambers a week after she was released. Once again, crazy coincidence or God? Corey dedicated the rest of her life to caring for concentration camp survivors and sharing about God's love. Her continued trust in God's sovereignty, his ultimate power and control, inspired a lifetime of bravery. Is there an area of your life where you feel God leading you to step up, to take faithful and bold action? Take a moment to contemplate this with God. Where is God inviting you to join him in his work? God is sovereign, and he is stronger than anything you might be up against. As you listen to the worship song, praise him for his ultimate power and control.
In the valley of the shadow, I cling to you.